Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What up, all you listeners out there in Radio Land? It is I, like it said already, Jennifer DeVoe, one of your hosts of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, coming at you live each and every Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. And again, there's only two hosts, so I got to announce the other one because we need to put you in on there somewhere. Here's the other Dave Navarro.
I'm back.
We missed you last week.
I missed all of you too.
JJ had to fill in for you, and he kind of, you know, he got shy on the radio just a little bit.
It's okay. It's okay, JJ. It happens. I get shy all the time.
Okay, it's
not a big.
I'll try better.
You did a great job. I thought you did wonderful. But I understand, my first time on the mic, I was like,
you pulled a Walt Disney?
I wasn't frozen, no, like that. I wasn't frozen, no. I mean, I said something, but
get it frozen, just like the movie Frozen. I know. Get it
frozen, get it frozen, yeah, frozen. Anyway, damn Disney,
it's a whole
damn
new
you
world.
Disney,
yeah, it's a whole new world.
Yes, it is. It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world, and Santa Claus is not in the picture.
Ho ho ho.
Ho ho ho. Exactly.
Never again.
We know some of them, don't we?
Oh yeah, we know a few ho ho hos.
Oh man. Dare I ask is the question. Dare I ask?
Yeah, we're not going to go there. Anyway.
I think we've gone there a couple of times already, like especially when you're talking about your former co-host.
Oh, hell yeah. I had to talk shit. Because I have a good co-host now.
Right.
She can bite me.
But she's a hoe?
She is a hoe. She can bite me. Anyway.
You's a hoe.
No, when she goes on my Facebook and personally attacks me and talks shit about me.
Is she
me.
Still doing that?
She did that like 3 times now, so I had to shut her down. And that's
three
why.
3 times? Are you serious?
But that's why I
talked. I saw that one time.
That's No. She did another one where she was saying something to my husband, or about to be husband. She
wow.
was saying shit like, oh, now she's your problem. And
oh, God.
She was going on and on about
shit.
She's
not a problem. She's a pleasure.
Yeah. This is the only reason I bitched last week was because she's just done too many things that really just were way over the top that shouldn't have been done or said. And you're just going way too far. It's over. Move on. Anyway.
It's hard to move on, especially when, you know, when people are trying to like throw shade your way,
oh yeah,
and trying to, you know, put you down because you're excelling,
yeah, because I'm actually moving on mm-hmm. with life, because I was stagnant at that point in life with her for like 5 years. It wasn't going anywhere, and if things aren't going anywhere, whether it's friendship or relationship or business partnership,
yeah.
if it's not growing at all, especially if it's just stagnant and you're the only one putting in the work, you know what I mean? You know, if I look up and I see that there's 3 months of our shows missing off of a podcast source that's supposed to be there, you haven't been editing the shows, you haven't been uploading them, I'm going to be wondering, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. It happens.
I'm just saying, but we do our work and we do what we're supposed to do. And I'm very grateful that I got you, Dave, as a co-host, because you have gone above and beyond.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
In a few months, you've done a million times more than the last one did in 4 or 5 years. So I'm happy already.
It kind of also makes you wonder how serious the other person takes this type of work.
Yeah.
You
and,
know,
and the fact that they had a show outside, the person had a show outside of our show.
Yeah.
So, and that's not really going at, you know, anywhere
well, it's,
either.
It's one of those things, Jen, where it's like, you know, you have to figure out, are you really that hungry?
Yeah.
You know,
you
do you really want to do it? Because, I mean, once a week's one thing. But if you really want to get to the top of the ladder, you know, you have people like, for example, Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
He's got like a bazillion other jobs going on besides his radio show.
Yeah, dude,
you know?
dude, he's doing Kelly and Ryan.
He's doing that. He's
Kelly
got
and Ryan. He's got his own show.
He's going to be
top
on
40,
the,
right?
American, well, wow. American Idol. Yeah,
American
exactly.
American Idol.
American Idol.
Well, American Idol's over now.
Actually, no. ABC just picked it up.
What?
Yeah, ABC just picked it up, so it's going to restart again.
Oh, my God.
And
that's so crazy.
Ryan Seacrest is going to be on it. Katy Perry is going to be one of the judges
nice.
As well.
Nice. That's
so
great. Good for
it's,
him.
It's gonna, yeah, him. So he's got that going on. Plus,
money,
he's
money,
also.
Money.
Yeah,
but
plus,
that's
plus
what
he's
we
also
do.
Plus, he's also an executive producer for the Kardashian show.
See, this was
like,
my point.
He's got all
this
these things
point.
Going on.
We can do that, too. You mm-hmm. have to yes. put all, a bunch of fingers in a bunch of pies nope. in order to make it in this industry. It is what it is.
Exactly.
We are multi-talented, multifaceted people, Dave. You know that.
Yep.
We can do this. We can do TV. We can do radio. We can do movies. We can do,
we can
all
do the news.
We can do all of it. But if you want to do the news, go ahead. Now.
It's July 5th at the top of the hour. And these are the headlines in case you haven't seen them. Coming to you from ABC7.com, a Los Angeles Police Department officer is in serious but stable condition after a motorcycle collision on Wednesday. LAPD officer injured in motorcycle crash in Panorama City. The incident happened on Roscoe Boulevard near Sepulveda Boulevard in Panorama City. The LAPD said two motor cops were heading west on Roscoe when a BMW merged and hit one of the officers. The Valley Traffic Division officer is currently in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The area of Roscoe Boulevard near the accident was closed for several hours. Police will continue to investigate the incident. In U.S. news, cop killer had ranted about officers killing and abusing. This coming from the Associated Press news correspondent Colleen Long and Jennifer Peltz. The killer who strode up to a mobile police command post and put a bullet in an officer's head Wednesday had ranted in a Facebook video last September about law officers killing and abusing people and warned them to leave him alone or, quote, "we gonna do something." "I'm not playing, Mr. Officer. I don't care about 100 police watching this," end quote. 34-year-old ex-convict Alexander Bond said, adding, quote, "it's time for people to wisen up," end quote. 10 months later, Bonds went up to the RV-like command post in the Bronx and ambushed Officer Miosotis' family, shooting her through the passenger side window, as she wrote in her notebook around 12:30 a.m. In world news, tensions rise between Iraqi forces and civilians in Mosul. Don't stop. The Iraqi Special Forces Lieutenant veiled as a wave of fleeing civilians charged past his position in Mosul's old city in the scorching heat. "Don't pretend you're tired. Keep going." Nearby, dozens of women and children, their hands raised, dropped their bags for security forces to search, keeping the crowd at a distance. The soldiers yelled at the women to roll up their sleeves and empty everything they were carrying. Quote, "we know you're Daesh," the end quote, said, soldiers said, using the Arabic acronym for the Islamic State group. Tensions have escalated in the final days of the battle for Mosul, as suicide bombings carried out mostly by women hiding among groups of civilians target Iraqi forces closing in on the last few hundred square meters, yards, of territory, eyes controls. At least one such attack struck Wednesday. In entertainment news, Trump's Twitter smackdown of CNN had his most retweeted post. A mock video tweeted by President Donald Trump showing him pummeling a man whose face is covered by the CNN logo has become Trump's most shared post on the platform. Trump's post Sunday morning of an edited clip of his appearance at the World Wrestling Entertainment WrestleMania event in 2007 had been retweeted more than 340,000 times as of early Wednesday morning. The mark edges out his tweet from the morning of Election Day reading, "Today we make America great again." A Twitter spokesman confirmed to the Associated Press Wednesday that CNN tweet is now Trump's most shared. The president has more than 33 million Twitter followers. His CNN tweet was retweeted by the official presidential Twitter account, which has more than 19 million followers. In sports, the Los Angeles Dodgers meet the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the weather today is a high of 88 with a low of 66. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm with a high of 89 and a low of 68. These are the headlines in case you haven't seen them. I keep forgetting to go.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Yeah, one shirt at a time.
And just so everybody knows, all that news was brought to you in part by the Associated Press.
There we go.
The majority of it.
There we go.
Except for the sports part. The sports I get from ESPN. So
okay, yeah. So ESPN did the sports, and the Associated Press did all the rest.
It did. Well, I mean, they did the
most of it.
Yeah, U.S. entertainment and world news is
nice.
From the Associated Press.
There we go. We covered. We gave you credit.
Exactly.
You got credit.
That way I don't get called by the Associated Press. Hey, you can't be reporting that. Well, I'm giving you credit. You know, I'm not saying I'm the one that did it.
Hey, you gave them credit, and you read directly from them.
From their website, yes.
And you, so, yeah. So if you quote,
like I always do. I always do that.
Exactly, and that's what you're supposed to do. You know, you're supposed to quote all that crap.
So, 4th of July weekend's behind us now.
Yes,
another 4th of July.
Hope everybody had a wonderful 4th and a safe 4th,
yes,
please.
Definitely.
Nobody blew their fingers or hands or any
although,
other appendages off.
Although sometimes it does piss me off because, I mean, supposedly we live in a city where fireworks are illegal.
Yes.
And yet they are blowing them up left and right, scaring.
Surrounding cities can, but L.A. proper is not supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, I live in the Glendale area, and my neighbors are like...
Is it illegal over there?
Yeah, it's illegal there.
It's legal?
It's illegal.
Oh, in Glendale,
yeah, it's part
illegal.
Of L.A. County. It's not L.A. City, it's a part of L.A. County.
No, but it's not L.A. County that's illegal. It's L.A. City that's illegal.
I think it's also...
There's certain parts of... Certain cities can allow it in the county.
I think it's illegal,
parts.
Though, in Glendale, though. Well, then again, I don't. Yeah, actually, it is. It is because I have seen. Yeah, I think I've seen cops come whenever they hear the fireworks go off, and I hear that, and I see them come by there. So I think it is illegal.
I don't think,
but
it's legal.
But it's a pain in the ass, though, Jen, because it's like it's so annoying because you're sitting there, and then suddenly it's like, you know, suddenly it's like two properties away, and I'm like, what the hell was that? You know,
I hate the 4th of July so much that I went to bed by like by like 8 p.m.
Yeah,
9 at the latest. It was early.
I think this 4th was actually more. I think this was more tame than the past because, well, we used to have neighbors that used to like just go nuts with firecrackers, like M80s and things like that. They would pretty much shake the entire neighborhood. And I think this 4th of July was a little bit more tame than the past. And I was like, thank God for that, because I was like looking at my Facebook feed and everybody. I mean, you know, there's people with pets, dogs and things like that. Some of them were freaking out. One of them has epilepsy and was peeing every time he heard the fire. It's sad, you know.
My son, I was reading on Facebook just now. My son apparently put up a post. I don't know if it was this morning or when, but he put up a post about how last night he had like the best 4th of July ever because he actually has a place to live and he got a job.
Nice.
I'm so proud of my son. Shout out to Chance DeVoe. If you're listening at work, what up, dude? Oh, my God. He actually got a fucking job. I'm so happy. I'm so proud. You don't even know.
Too.
You don't even know. Oh, my God. I'm so happy. Okay, I can breathe now.
Nice.
I can take a sigh.
What's the job that he's? What's the job that he got?
He's a bud trimmer at a dispensary in Alhambra
nice.
On Valley Boulevard.
So you get the real hookup.
I'll have to get the no. I don't get a hookup. I just want him to get good money. But he makes like $160 for every pound he trims.
Yeah, no, they make good money.
And so like at the end of the week, they count out all the amount that you clipped for the whole week. And then they add it all together, and that's what you get paid for.
Yeah, that's
so
I've
you
heard
can make
that
some. Yeah, there's some dudes there that told him that some dude said he slacked off this last week, slacked off, barely did you know anything, and he still made like $1,000.
Yeah,
I was like, son of a bitch.
No,
I said, just do bare
minimum. We're in the wrong
minimum.
Business.
I said, do bare minimum.
I said, like, get your mama a job.
Right.
Mama needs a day job. No, mama has a day job. Thank you, Ellie Enterprises, for your employment. No, sorry.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
Nice.
Bob Forer. Bob Forer at Ellie Enterprises. No, I already have a job. I'm just being an ass. I do marketing for casinos.
Nice.
So if anybody needs a room at any good casinos, let me know. Give us a call. If you want to pipe in about 4th of July or anything else we're talking about.
How was everybody else's 4th of July is what I want to know.
Yeah,
like,
so,
did you blow your hand off? Did something catch on fire?
So,
we love listening to these types of stories all the time.
Blowed.
But we need to give them the phone call number, you know.
Of course.
323-203-0815. It's 323-203-0815. Call in, give us your good and or bad 4th of July stories. We always want to hear what all of our people are saying. So give us a call, 323-203-0815. We always like talking to our listeners. So just let us know what you want to say on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We
most definitely.
It. We love
and
it.
Speaking of one of our guests that we have.
Oh my God, I'm so freaking proud of these guys. I mean, as much as I'm proud of my son for getting a fucking job, you know, finally. But he got a job. Sorry. I'm very proud of him. But we're very proud of one of our past guests from the May 26th episode, if you remember, was Dirty Machine. Some of our local resident LA band, really great band, incredible band. We're gonna play a couple songs here in a minute.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we're gonna play. Was it? Damn it, Seeds and Discord. So great songs, we love them. So happy for these guys, Dirty Machine. They got signed to a great record label, and they're going on their first tour this fall with Insane Clown Posse.
Nice. I know that
ICP
for sure.
ICP mofos.
I know that for sure. Dirty Davo is very happy about that because he's a huge fan of ICP.
Yeah, he was extremely happy. It sounded like I was looking at all his.
Oh no, he's totally stoked about that. So
Mike,
Mike,
aka Nightmare, also looked extremely happy.
And plus, too, he's also a huge wrestling fan too. Dirty Davo is,
yeah.
And so
yeah,
remember,
I know, dude,
WWE. Remember when ICP was on WCW and WWE? Like, yeah, no, not during the Clan.
No,
they played themselves. They actually played themselves.
That's right.
They were part of the. They were part of the Freak Show or
something
like some stable.
God, that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
they were on there.
They were on a stable with.
I love ICP. I love the Nutting Game. Fucking Nutting Game. Oh my gosh, like it's the dating game, but about just because everybody really goes on the dating game for what? To find somebody so they can have sex. And then there's like there's one to catch a pedophile or to catch a predator or some shit like that.
Nice.
And it's about like what they would do if they had a pedophile in their basement. And there you hear like chainsaws and like noises and like people screaming. Yeah, so it was awesome. I'm sorry. I love ICP.
Crazy guys.
I listen to their music. I love Psychopathic Records. I love all their stuff. All their sub bands.
We're gonna talk to Dirty Davo. See if we can get ICP on the show. That'd
dude, that would be fucking awesome. Yes. I'm still trying to get Jeff Tate from Queensryche on here because
nice.
we're interviewing the hard way. Eric Jeffries will be on the show July 26th. So July 28th is the Queensryche show at the Whiskey. Go check it out. Whiskey in West Hollywood. So Queensryche's going to be performing with The Hard Way. They're going to be performing Operation Mindcrime, one of my favorite albums in the entire fucking world. So I'm going to be front row and center on that one. And we've got some great shows lately. It's been good, but especially the Dirty Machine show. That was so awesome.
Yeah.
That was so awesome.
Their music is amazing. So.
And somebody said that Fred Durst apparently was there that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what David said. He said that somebody had told him that
somebody
he was there.
Somebody told him that he was actually there.
But, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, if he was there, how come he didn't say hello to these guys, especially if they played one of his songs? You know, it's like that doesn't make any sense to me. So maybe
he's that highfalutin.
I doubt it, because he already talked to them before. He's already like been cool with them, taking pictures with them. Like, he even went ahead and,
well, then maybe,
you know,
he wasn't there.
I don't think he was.
He might not have been. Maybe that was just some people who saw our posts online and
either that or maybe they saw somebody that looked like him.
I saw a couple. There was one guy I saw that kind of looked like he could have been him, but I don't know. You know what I mean? I tried to look at a picture of what he looks like now.
Oh, I saw a recent music video he did with Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay.
He actually just did a music video with Lil Wayne, and it's actually pretty badass, too. Yeah. It's a pretty badass music video.
I hadn't seen what he looked like in years, so like I went and looked up a picture of what he looks like now. So just in case, if he was in the crowd, I would recognize him, but I don't know.
He's gotten old.
we love you, Dirty Machine, and here is a couple of your songs. We're going to play back-to-back. We're going to do Discord and Seeds. So let's have some fun on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
You a liar. 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 Talk a big game if you can't deliver. People like you never seem to give up. The hope, the dream, the lie, the scheme, running off every vice that you see.
What's wrong?
Dirty Machine. We like them. They're so dirty. Anyway, we're very proud of you guys. Thank you so much for giving us the music that you give us, because
yes,
you guys sound freaking awesome. And you had a great show at the Viper Room a couple weeks ago, so we like you. Dirty Machine, good guys, great artists, great band. There's like six of them guys. I don't even know how they crammed up on that friggin' stage at the Viper Room.
That's
a small stage, and those six dudes all cramming up on there. They did a good job, though, considering how much space they had to work with. They did a really good job. Great performance, and whether or not Fred Durst was there, they did a great job. And Fred Durst needs to pay attention to these guys, because they're going to be freaking big.
Yes,
I can feel it. They're going on tour. Like I said, their first tour. They're very excited. Dirty Machine's going on tour with ICP, freaking insane clown posse this fall. So be prepared for looking up their dates and whatnot and where they're going to be going and performing. And plus, go see them also August 11th at The Whiskey. They are one of the opening bands, or the opening band, I guess, for Corey Feldman and his Angels. Of course I remember. Yeah, I would hope they remember for it. Corey Feldman, man. Jesus. That's Lost Boys, Friday the 13th. Jesus, what else is in? License to Drive. And he was in a bunch of stuff. Oh, The Goonies. Oh, The Goonies. I love The Goonies. Yes, Corey Feldman. I'm gonna write his publicist because nobody has answered me back yet about the letter I sent. That's okay. I'm going to be sending you another letter. No, it doesn't go directly to Corey Feldman. It's his people that handle all his stuff.
So many people.
Yes, please, Corey. We would love to have you on our show.
Yes, definitely.
You're one of my favorite child actors. I know that for a damn fact. And I thought you did a pretty damn good job, actually, on the morning show that you did. And I thought people were kind of too hating on you a little bit. I thought you did I didn't think you did that bad. You did a good job, so don't worry about that. Don't listen to the haters. There's always going to be haters, Corey. Always going to be haters. Just ignore them and keep on moving.
And drink your haterade.
Yeah, and you got a smoking hot wife, so you know you're good to go. I think you're fine. You're all right. You got money. You got a hot wife. You're good to go. But we've been having a great time here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Produced by Get Real Global Entertainment.
What'd I miss?
You didn't really miss anything. We played songs and then we were talking about Dirty Machine, and people should go see their show at the Whiskey on August 11th with Corey Feldman.
They actually just had another really awesome show this past weekend as well Shifty from Crazy Town.
Oh, nice.
They actually opened. I saw they opened for Crazy Town.
I saw that on, I saw that they post, yeah. I saw that they sent me a thingy.
I actually partied with that guy a long time ago, too.
Yeah.
He looks a lot different.
Yeah.
Like, a lot different.
Yeah.
You know, I can't. Yeah.
A lot of these guys have been rode hard and put away wet. Remember that. Once you're in that life, some people just.
And Shifty does live like a rock style type of life. He was in Celebrity Rehab. Remember with Dr. Drew?
I remember that season.
Yeah,
it was season two.
Yep. He was in that.
I remember that. And then.
Nice guy, though.
That was the same season. Well, Jeff, what's his name? Remember Jeff, the guy who played Kinnicky on Grease? He was on. Jeff Conway. But he was on seasons 1, 2, 3, 4.
Remember the girl that was his girlfriend on the show?
Yeah, uh-huh.
She was actually represented by a friend of mine. She was her publicist.
Oh, interesting.
And they had a really bad falling out.
And then he passed away a few years ago.
Yeah,
and then, you know, stuff happens. But I noticed, I kind of started noticing, poor Dr. Drew. A lot of your people are dying. So
maybe they need the drugs. Come on, let them have it.
Let's see. China died.
Mary Carey's still alive. She's actually doing really well.
A lot
well
of them are still alive. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying quite a few of them have died. Number one.
It's not necessarily Dr. Drew's fault.
I didn't say it was Dr. Drew's fault. I said I'm seeing a pattern here.
Nice. And what's the pattern? What's the pattern?
Is a lot of people from his show are dying. It's not your fault, Dr. Drew. I'm just saying
it's the show's fault.
It's a weird fucking pattern. I don't know, man. These guys get off your show and they're out of the limelight again, and now they're depressed. They can't, you know. Let's see, China, number one.
Well, Corey Feldman's still alive.
He wasn't on rehab.
Yeah, he was. Oh no, he was on the Surreal Life.
He's on Surreal Life.
Oh, that's right. I knew it was in one of
those.
Totally
different.
It might as well been.
Life House is totally different than Dr. Drew's rehab.
Yes, I know.
Totally different type of thing. China, Jeff Conaway.
Wait a minute, China was in rehab, but yes, she was in Surreal Life as well. She was on both.
Yes, she was on both.
Oh wow.
She was on season one of Surreal Life. Oh, uh-huh. No, not Surreal Life. Sorry, she was on season one of Dr. Drew.
And she was in season two.
And then she was on like season like 3, 4. I don't know. She was down. She was on one of them seasons of Surreal Life. I saw the season
with the brat. With the brat.
Jesus, that was an interesting. Yeah, I remember that.
She was about to go ahead and clock Sean Waltman over the head with a bottle. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Good. Please do. Nobody Sean likes Waltman. Him.
Well,
nobody
I think isn't he? Isn't
sorry,
he?
Sorry, as all you would know him to be is X-Pac on X-Pac. WWE wrestling.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people don't know by him by his real name. So when we're saying his real name, you got to tell him what their stage name is.
Well,
so
Sean Waltman apparently is in a lot of legal trouble because he was like carrying a bunch of drugs when he was going to the UK and he was missing for a while and they didn't know why. It turns out I think it was because he was arrested. And
it doesn't really surprise me because he's a constant fuck up. That's why him and China had so many issues. She was even trying to say that she fucking he had raped her and a bunch of other shit, and then he's saying she's fucking.
Well, China was messed up in her,
fucked up on drugs. So
that
like,
and the fact of the matter,
shit that happened didn't really happen.
I think a lot of what kind of pushed her into that realm was the whole Triple H. Stephanie McMahon situation.
Well, whatever.
That
shit
really
happened. Shit happens, and
it's a pity too because she wasn't a bad looking woman.
She was a very pretty woman,
but a very attractive woman.
She a lot of times she looked like a dude. I'm sorry. Let's just be honest. She looked kind of like a dude for a while there.
Yeah, and then she like I think she got
and
some
then
work
she got
done.
A boob
and then she looked,
got a boob job,
and then she looked
and
more like a female.
Shit.
Yeah,
she looked more female. Yes,
and of course, if you saw One Night in China, it proves it that she really was.
Oh yeah, no, she's a woman. No, we all know she's a woman. Joni Lauer. I love Joni Lauer. She's one of my favorite wrestlers in the entire world, and I miss her. And I wish I was trying to get her on my stuff before she passed. And really cool. She seemed like a really cool chick, and just pissed me off that she took herself out like that. And then Jeff Conaway died. And then who's the other one? Oh, what's Rodney King?
Oh yeah, that's right. That's
Rodney
right.
King. They found him drowned in a. He drowned in a fucking
in his own pool.
In a pool.
In his own pool. In his own pool.
But he couldn't swim. So why was he in the pool? Why were you in the fucking pool? You couldn't swim. He even said that.
He said that
on Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab. He stated in front of everybody that he couldn't swim.
Conspiracy
so
theorists unite.
Fuck were you doing in a pool, buddy?
And if you have, and if you want to chime in on this conversation,
please call 323-203-0815. We know you want to talk about it. All right, so we've got a little band here called Ever Now, and I am going to play a little sidewalk interview that we did with them a couple months back. I'm hoping.
Did you say a couple of months back?
Yeah. Well, no, Casey Yale, the lead singer, he had to go to the state. He had to go to Louisiana or somewhere. He'd do filming. They're doing he was doing a big movie.
Sweet.
A big movie.
Nice.
So he came back. So hopefully we'll be able to get him on the show soon. But I told him I wanted to at least do a little sidewalk interview. It's 4 or 5 minutes. Nothing major. And then we'll do a little radio drop by him. And then we'll be back.
Yes, we will.
Have fun.
See you. You're listening to Jennifer DeVoe from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. I'm here with the band Ever Now in Hollywood at the Study. And we love background music of ambulances. Woo, yeah. All right. Hey, all right. So we're talking to Ever Now. And we got the lead singer. What's your name? Tell
me. What's up? I'm Casey.
All right. And we got the bassist.
Nathan Cody.
Okay. And we got the guitarist.
Andrew.
And the drummer.
Ryan Gio.
Nice. Okay. So how did you guys get together? What do you want to talk about? What are your projects? What's going on with the band? What's your influences? How did you guys get started? I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Man, what do you guys want to talk about?
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Oh, my God. I met Casey, almost 5 years ago, and we just kept moving forward, and we met these guys at different times, a year and a half, met him, and then he joined, and I don't know, it's just... So the miracle, we all got together.
So you just all kind of came together, and I see you got different styles of music. I see you have a little bit of rap, a little bit of some rock, some infusion. I see a little bit of everything. So
yeah, we like to. Well, it's cool to take different genres that you're influenced by and make them rock. So we're alternative rock, but everything that we do is influenced by something that we enjoy.
Oh, that's good. All right. And so you said one of your songs is going to be in an upcoming movie that Casey, the lead singer, is going to be in. So
yeah, I can't talk too much.
I know because of the project. Yeah, I gotcha.
Bring it up then.
But you can at least say which song is in the project.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna be putting the song "Find" on the movie Death Cab. That's about all I can say.
Okay, good. All right.
It's on YouTube and our website. Every now and
nice.
You can look it up on IMDb and stuff.
Okay, good. And I see that you're a little bit different age groups, little nice. You're like young. I see Casey's kind of a little bit younger. How did you find?
I'm the second youngest.
You're the second youngest. That's good. All right, cool. So this is Ever Now, and they were playing at the Study tonight. Really great rocking show. Had a lot of fun. You guys are very high energy. I like that. You had a really great sound. I know the space is so tiny.
I had to
walk,
shuffle sideways for everyone listening.
All these dudes trying to master this tiny little stage. It was great. Thank you. Got the Def Leppard. Yeah,
I got that ping pong movie.
Got Tesla. Oh hell yeah, the ping pong movie. This is got a little REO Speedwagon we're rocking here. You know, yesterday I was wearing my Zeppelin T-shirt. You know, so lots of fun. So what would you say your guys is bands that have influenced you over the years? Anybody in particular?
Well, I always say, between the Jimmy Eat World and the Breaking Benjamin range.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good bands. I like that.
Yeah, and that's after a year and a half of saying different bands and figuring out that's probably the most accurate combination, you know what I mean?
Right. Cool. I like it. Nice. All right. Well, we've been talking to Ever Now at the Study, which is a really cool looking place. Looks literally like a study in some dude's den with some books.
Jimmy Page rocks.
Yes, Jimmy Page does rock. All right. We're going to have him on the show soon on Jay's Real Talk of the Block. They're going to be on the show really soon after Casey comes back from doing his big movie debut. And that'll be sometime probably around July or so. So look forward to them being on the show. We'll be playing this and talking about this on an upcoming episode. Have a great day.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Ever Now, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
Yes, I like it when they do the radio drops, bitches. What up?
All
right. That was very interesting.
Did you like that?
Interesting
did you like
background
my
music.
Did you like my sidewalk interview though? Huh? That's pretty classy, huh? Yeah, it's classy.
The background music was awesome.
I gotta start doing pictures with the bands when I go out to all the concerts and stuff. I'm trying to get the ones that I can get to because some of them they get so busy afterwards and they're trying to break down and the next. But sometimes it's hard to catch them, but in between, but. If there's a band I could do a sidewalk interview with, I try, and if I can get pictures, I try. So, but that was nice. I like trying to get the radio drops going now. But we've had a great few weeks. Next Saturday, July 15th, my wonderful soon-to-be husband, James Muse, will be my husband.
Yay!
Yep. Yes, we're having a ceremony in Lincoln Park. Lincoln Park. Anyway, of course, it's not spelled like the the band, but
yeah,
I was trying. You know what I'm saying? It sounds cool to me. It's one of my favorite bands. So Lincoln Park,
it's definitely one of my favorite bands.
Lincoln
that's for sure.
Park in Los Angeles.
Well, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
I'm very, very happy for
5
both of you.
5 p.m. We will be tying the knots on the 15th,
and there's no turning back for you for either of you at that point.
don't want to turn back. Nah. I see nothing but good things ahead. Now, I have not had one hesitation with this one. I would have already good. Married him months ago. We haven't had a fight. We've been together 7 months. We get along really
I like
well.
James. James, good guy.
JJ's a good guy.
JJ's a really good guy.
Yes,
good
I
man.
Am.
He's a good man. He's my business partner.
He's going to be your life partner.
Get Real Global Radio Entertainment.
He's your business partner. Now he's going to be your life partner.
Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC.
So where are you guys having a reception afterward or what's?
We're just keeping it simple. I don't know. Maybe some food. I know there's going to be pot involved.
Well, yeah, then you definitely need food.
Marijuana and alcohol will be
accepted.
And we're trying to go to my boss at Ellie Enterprises.
our wonderful casino hosts. If you need anything,
hi, Bob.
In Vegas, Reno, Lake Tahoe, Laughlin, New Orleans, North Kansas City, or we got a couple spots in California. And you want to go gamble? You want to have fun? You want to stay at a great hotel? We can get you set up with casino rates. Or if you're a gambler, we might be able to get you some comps up front based upon your prior play at the casinos. So let us know whenever you want to go. Just give us a call, 1-800-367-3755. And I don't know that by heart at all.
Not even a little bit. I didn't even notice that.
I've only been doing that for 5.5 years. Okay. So, I love it. But he's trying to get us a room up in Palm Springs at the Agua Caliente Hotel Casino. Yummy. So, hopefully we can get like 2-3 nights up there and we're going to have some fun. And I get a couple days off with pay because that's what I asked him for. I said, all I'm asking for is like 2 days off with pay. Okay. I'm not asking for a lot.
Not a lot.
Dude, 5.5 years as your personal assistant and salesperson. I think you'll deserve a couple damn days.
I think you'll be okay with it.
Yeah. No, he said done. He didn't even hesitate.
There you go. Done. Well, he's got
to
keep his employees happy. Done. I mean, you know, 5 years.
There's only two of us.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, you know, like, it's one of those things where it's like you got to keep your employees happy. That's the bottom line.
No, Bob's a good boss. He's a good boss. He does what he can.
I thought you were going to say Bob's a good Bob.
Bob's a good Bob. He's a good Bob.
He's a good Bob.
He's a good Bob. He does what he can with what he has.
Nice.
And so shout out to all the usuals, MZ, or as Mimi likes to call you, Yumzy. What up, Yumzy?
Yumzy. Why does she like to call him that?
It's a her, and it's just funny. It's a. I don't know why she started calling her that, but I thought it was cute. So anyway, it's MZ anyway. So what up, MZ? What up, Mama, which is AKA Clarissa. What up, Mom, AKA Brenda Moultrie. What up? And what up to Silent Giggles, who could not be with us this week. I think Silent Giggles died from watching a silent movie. She laughed herself to death. No, I'm just kidding. She's really just in Lancaster. She's really... She's just in Lancaster. She'll be back next week. Well, Silent Giggles will be back. Yes, Silent Giggles will be back. So never fear, Silent Giggles is here.
Never fear. It's got a big old S, you know.
Capital S, but no, we can't do it.
S for Silent Giggles, not for Superwoman. Yeah,
but we'd have to change it and do like a weird sideways S or some stupid crap because, you know, it can't have it. It's copyright infringement. Yeah. We don't want no trademark shit. We don't want to be sued.
I mean, so. We could, but, you know, we can't afford it.
No, not really.
We can't afford to buy it. So.
Not so much. So, yeah, she'll be back. And then who else? Shannon and Mimi and Tran and I don't know if anybody. Oh, Christy. And I think that's everybody. I think I got the whole gang. Any of our friends that listen and my son Chance, hope you're having a great day at work. Oh, my God. You don't even know how happy that makes me when I can say the words my son and work in the same sentence.
Is employed.
Oh, my son is employed. I'm so happy. You don't even know. That's one of those things, you know. I think it's kind of sad that I'm gushing over something that simple in life. But to me, that just makes me so damn happy.
Hey, you know.
It makes me happy. That I don't have to worry so much about my child.
Exactly,
anymore.
It's every parent's thing to worry about their kids. I know that before my mom passed, she was still very worried about me, about what the direction I was going in. Because that's actually one of the things that the doctors asked her is like, what are you afraid of? And she wasn't afraid of dying; she was mostly afraid of me, like what was going to happen with me. And so it's one of those things. Like every parent's always scared of. Okay, my life's already done. I've already done everything.
Yeah,
with my
I've already
life.
Done my stuff. You know, now it's their turn.
Are
and
they
going
to be okay? I'm not speaking from a parent. I'm just kind of thinking about what parents go through.
You could speak on the child level because you've gone through it with a parent and with another parent now that you're going through a lot with your father as well.
Yeah,
that you already went through with your mom. So you're like it's like a double-edged sword.
And it's
you're
not even with my dad, it's not even that bad. It's just
no,
more
but
long
still,
lines.
But still,
you know, it's like because you become the parent now. Yeah. You know, the child then becomes the parent. When
this,
he
is what's
going
to happen. This is going to. I'm afraid this is what's going to happen with me within the next 5 to 10 years. My parents are in excellent health condition. Yeah. Excellent health condition. They keep very healthy. They eat supplements. They don't eat. They don't eat a lot of bad food. Nothing is chemically treated. Everything they eat is all natural.
And plus, they live in Maine,
grains,
right?
Yes, all their grains. All everything they eat is all full natural. Completely. They don't eat anything with any pesticides, nothing, all natural. And they eat meat that hasn't been treated with any hormones or any kind of crap yet. So I'm very proud that my parents are who they are, and I'm glad that they live that way. And I wish that that's my goal, is for us to live that kind of way also, so I can live a longer life with my husband. Yes. And we can keep on trucking. But yes, of course, we always worry about our kids, and it is what it is. So who's on next week?
We have a Swedish vocalist.
Ooh,
her name is Mira Edlund, and ooh, she'll be on the show. We'll be interviewing her and playing one of her songs. I saw her perform, do a live performance in North Hollywood about a month ago or so.
Nice.
I was blown away. She's got an amazing voice, so looking forward to talking to her.
You're going
to
bring another hot chick on the show.
Yes.
I love Dave.
Smoking hot.
One of the things I love most about Dave is that he brings hot chicks on the show.
Yes, he does.
Thank you,
I
Dave.
I have no idea how I convinced him to come on, but I do. And speaking of hot chicks, the following week, we have your favorite, Ariel.
Oh, my God. Shelly Martinez.
Shelly Martinez
we
will be on
Shelly.
The show.
We love you, Shelly.
She'll be talking
July
about...
July 19th is Shelly Martinez, a.k.a. Ariel,
and she'll
from
be talking
WWE
about,
or ECW.
She'll be talking about her upcoming events, and she will also be talking about a little surprise that announcement that she's got going on. So
I'm so
stay tuned
excited. I'm so excited. Okay. And then July.
And you just can't hide it, can you?
And then, no. And then July 26th, last Wednesday of the month, we will be having The Hard Way on, hopefully with, you know, Jeff Tate from Queensryche, but we'll see. Anyway, so we've had a great rocket show. We'll see you next week. This has been Jenny's Real Talk of the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, produced by Get Real Global Entertainment LLC, with your great host, Jennifer DeVoe, and the other...
Dave Navarro. Right, rock on. See y'all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.